Welcome to After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or as always, head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and you can check out the thousands of articles and podcasts updated daily. And while you're there, please share those articles and podcasts on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. America Out Loud's been dealing with the same shadow banning and social media censorship that so many others in the conservative community have been dealing with. So you guys definitely want to head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com. We appreciate that a great deal. Speaking of censorship, and what we are seeing with Twitter is quite something. Elon Musk is really shaking things up over there in Silicon Valley. The Liberal Democrat Party has had a monopoly so long on social media. The fact that someone like Elon Musk wants to come in and buy out Twitter, he's offered over $40 billion, is just really shaking them to their core. And they don't even want his money, apparently, from what we were hearing. They just would rather keep that power and control of owning the social media app Twitter, which to me seems kind of like a political move, because we all know Twitter helps out the left wing and the left wing media. They will not be fair to conservatives come election time in 2022, just like they weren't in 2020 when they were censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story, which we all know was 100% real now. And here you have people like Twitter, people like Facebook that were censoring it nonstop for months and months. You know, Elon Musk isn't really a conservative himself, but I think he is pro-free speech, which is exactly what we need in this country. It's exactly what Twitter needs. Rob, what are your thoughts on Mr. Elon Musk and his bid to buy Twitter?
Andrew, it's remarkable seeing what's happening now. We now know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the left, Joe Biden, the Department of Justice, the security arm, the SEC, they are all in collusion to stop free speech, to stifle free speech. They don't want free speech. Here we have Elon Musk, the world's richest man, who said, "I will buy Twitter. It has a lot of potential. I will set it on its right course." You would think that people would embrace it, but they're not. Instead, they're coming out and attacking him, saying that he doesn't want free speech. You have Joy Reid on PMSNBC saying that he is a racist. Because, you know, if you're able to get that into the lexicon of society, that he's a racist, you'll have all these other groups to come out and say, "He's a racist, he's a racist." Well, hello, he's from South Africa. He's an African. How is he a racist? Well, they'll probably look at his skin color. This is nothing short of a collusion. It is corruption 101. And who's going to stop it? The Department of Justice has been weaponized by Biden. The SEC has been weaponized. They're planning on investigating Elon Musk. And what for? There is no reason, but they can do it because they have been weaponized. They have taken control. Who out there will hold these people accountable? We, the people, will have to do it. We have to get these people out of office. The sooner, the better. Even Republicans, there are some Republicans seeing this happening and they're sitting by. We should all be up at arms. We should be out in the streets. This is extremely dangerous. And this whole thing with the poison pill, we're going to keep him from buying it by putting in a clause that we won't sell ourselves. He can't try to buy us for another year. Well, guess what? This had already started with him saying he's going to buy it. You can't go back now and enact this poison pill. You can't do it. That's illegal. We should have business people, analysts out there saying, wait a minute, they're not playing fair. Twitter isn't playing fair. And the guy at the top, Agarwal Parral, we need to send him back to India because he is coming here to America with those repressive ideas of stifling free speech. That is a reason why we need to vet everyone who comes over here and make darn certain that they swear allegiance to the United States of America and the Constitution. He needs to be kicked out of America immediately, expelled. These people are coming here to destroy the country. We now hear that Vanguard has gone in and bought shares of Twitter. And I think that makes them, I'm just doing the research right now, Vanguard, 10% shares. Next is Elon Musk with 9%, Morgan Stanley, 8%, BlackRock, 4%, State Street, 4%. How in the heck did Vanguard manage to go in and buy up more shares than Elon Musk? Because if you remember, Andrew, they were complaining that Elon had bought up the shares without telling anyone, so that more people could have bought more shares to see their percentages or their stocks to go up. Okay, who's complaining about Vanguard? Quiet as is kept. No one is saying anything. No one is calling them out. It just happened overnight. And why did they decide to buy more shares? Because there were private meetings being held. I know about this. My background is in finance. And they're not telling you, the media is not educating you guys on this. How did Vanguard go in and the cloak of the dark and buy more shares in Elon Musk and we didn't know about it? But they're going to bitch and moan that he had done it. They're trying to shut down free speech by any means necessary. They don't care about us. They want us to stay at arm's length and up under their knee, because in essence, they have their knees on our neck, telling us, you better shut up. You can't say this and you can't say that. We have got to stand up and push back. Biden is corrupt. Merrick Garland is corrupt. The SEC is corrupt. They're all corrupt. Twitter, the folks at the top are corrupt. The CEO of Twitter is corrupt. That's probably the reason why Jack Dorsey decided to step down, because he saw this tidal wave coming. He saw it coming. He wanted to get out of the way. This is corrupt all over it. And these people who are talking about free speech, they do not want us to have it. They're afraid that Elon Musk will come back in. He will buy this company, take it, make it private, and then allow President Trump back on the platform. They don't want that. They will allow free speech, not just President Trump, but free speech back on the platform. They will allow you back on the platform, Andrew. They will allow me back on the platform. They don't want free speech. This is how they're able to take over. When you shut up the masses and people don't know what's going on, you're able to trick, deceive, and do whatever the heck you want to do. Look at what's happening in Russia. Look at what's happening in China. Look at what's happening in all these authoritarian countries, whereby the dictator goes in and silence free speech, take away all the guns, tell you what to think and what to talk, what to say, what to dress. Do you folks not see what's happening here? This is extremely dangerous. Our democracy is hanging on by a thread. Who's going to call Twitter out? We have no police agency to do it. The Department of Justice is corrupt. The FBI is corrupt. Everyone around us is corrupt. And President Trump said this. That is a reason why they did not want him back in office. We now see this before our very eyes. We see it. We see what's happening. And everyone is making light of it. Oh, well, let's see what Elon Musk is going to do next. Let's see what he's going to do. Does he have the money to do it? He is the world's richest man. And Andrew, remember this. When Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post, the left thought it was a novel idea. They praised it. Oh, this is great. Oh, man. Oh, this is so awesome. Now, he's not going to intervene with the editorial board. He's going to stay remain neutral. They knew that was a bunch of crock, but no one was mad about it. No one said that, well, this doesn't fit into the synergies of his company. Why would he want to buy a publication, a newspaper? What is he going to do with it? They knew what he was going to do with it. He was going to pontificate his ideas to keep Trump out of office. And look at the Washington Post, the ringleader, the purveyor of misinformation. And now Elon Musk comes around. He wants to buy Twitter. Oh, it doesn't fit. What is he thinking? He's trying to buy free speech. He's trying to do this. It's too many billionaires controlling things. No one said anything about Jeff Bezos. No one said anything about Mark Zuckerberg. They all ingratiated these billionaires in what they were doing. because they were controlling the dissemination of free speech. They were the purveyors of fake news. They were the arbiters of what you can hear and what you can't hear. And now that you have this guy, Elon Musk, who is eccentric, who's not a conservative, who says, no, you might not agree with what other people are saying, but it should be out there. They want to shut it down and people don't see it. This is how China can come in and take over everything and you won't even know it, because they're making it seem as if though Elon Musk is the bad guy. How is he the bad guy? How is it now that you have all of these companies that are coming out speaking ill of him, trying to attack him, trying to keep him from making a private investment? Why is that? Why aren't people calling it out? Why aren't people saying, wait, stop. Look, when John Henry bought the Boston Globe, no one said anything. Sheldon Edelstein bought the Las Vegas Review Journal, no one said anything. Lauren Powell Jobs bought, Steve Jobs, OY, bought the Atlantic, no one said anything. Patrick Soon-Shiong bought the Los Angeles Times, no one said anything. Mark Benioff bought Salesforce, bought Time Magazine, no one said anything. But the moment Elon Musk comes in and says, I want to set this ship correct, this is what I think about free speech, everyone should be entitled to it, they are now bitching and moaning, we're going to put together all these groups to stop him. It is illegal, it is constitutional wrong, and it is against the Constitution to try and stop free speech. But Joe Biden's world does not care. When they shut down Twitter, shut down the Hunter Biden story, no one knew about it. They said it was false information, disinformation, Russia collusion, only now to find out that that was not the case. And now that Mr. Musk wants to come in and free our free speech, our God-given right, they want to attack him and say that he's a racist. He wants to take over the world. He doesn't have enough money to do it. We're going to stop him. Put the Department of Justice after him. The fact that the Department of Justice is even looking at anything related to him should send off bells and whistles. Congress should be meeting right now to say, who is behind this? Who's giving them the instructions? But they won't. They'll report on it as if they're always no big deal. Let's just watch it. No, think about it. If they're able to shut this down and define what free speech is, they being the left, just imagine what else they can do. Black people of all people should be concerned about this, because they can go in and redefine what freedom is. They could go in and redefine who should have freedom. They could go in and say, you're not entitled to these inalienable rights given to you by God. You see how dangerous this is? Now, some of you would say, oh, that's so far and far between. Oh, please. Well, yeah, whoever would have thought they would try to shut down free speech, which is exactly what they're doing. Our country is being taken over by radicals, little by little, step by step. And look who is at the top, a person who doesn't even belong in this country. It is because of us that he's given the entitlements that he has. But what did he say when he took over Twitter? We need to rethink what this free speech is. We don't care about your free speech. This is a CEO of Twitter. He needs to be kicked out of this country because he is a traitor. Yes, I'm calling him out. He needs to be kicked out. The CEO of Zoom, Google. He needs to be kicked out. These people are coming to our country and using our laws and our beliefs against us because they're bringing with them their barbaric traits from their country and beliefs and enforcing them on us and saying, this is the way it should be. Now, they claim that they're trying to escape the oppressive society that they were living in, but they're bringing it here. And we have judges, activist judges, that are sitting by and saying, oh, well, let's give it a try. Let's see what happens. Why not look at this? Why not disband the Constitution? It's not working for us. And the people who will suffer are the people at the very bottom, the minorities, the people that they claim they're trying to protect, Black people. Wake up. I'm telling you, wake up. Don't be deceived. Our freedom is hanging on, but by a thread. They are trying to destroy us. They are trying to take it over under the guise of we're protecting you. They're not protecting you. They are not protecting you. This is extremely dangerous. And there is no reason this should be happening. As soon as Musk made the offer, that should have been it. No, it's a hostile takeover. And of course, Twitter could, you know, bitch and moan and complain about it. But to have every government agency going after him, a single citizen, a private citizen, who happens to be the world's richest man, he should go in and buy CNN and then disband it. But Twitter is the prize because they know what they did during the 2020 election. They cheated, they lied, and they shut down free speech. And Andrew, we should be up in arms. We should be in the streets. We should not allow this to happen. And all those individuals at the top should lose their citizenship. Some of you might be saying, oh, this is too harsh. What is he talking about? If you look closely and deeper, you will see what I'm saying is truthful. These individuals are a threat to the country. They are a threat to our democracy. We have got to get rid of them as soon as possible.
Yeah, well said. It's never been more apparent. The left-wing bias in social media, they own a complete monopoly of all these social media companies, and they're the ones calling the shots. And to see Elon Musk come in and bid this much money above market value, and for the board of directors to turn that down, it is just stunning. And it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. We'll discuss that more in our second half about what options the shareholders have over the board of directors turning down Elon Musk and his offer for Twitter. Hey guys, if you're looking for a great product, head on over to healthycell.com. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. We've got great products such as REM Sleep, Immune Super Boost, and Focus and Recall. Rob and I have been taking Healthy Cell, and we feel great. Cannot recommend it anymore. Head on over to healthycell.com, and you can save 20% off your first order with the code OUTLOUD. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11. A patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL. And use code OUTLOUD for 20% off. In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both in the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfogger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and we're just discussing in the first half Elon Musk trying to purchase Twitter and what the fallout will be if they do not allow him to, which it looks like certainly right now they're not going to accept his offer. The board of directors seem to be making decisions for these shareholders. And to me, that sounds completely illegal because they're not putting the best interest of their shareholders at heart. They're just trying to keep this power over Twitter and the monopoly over social media, despite how much money these shareholders could make from a potential sale. Rob, would you like to see the Twitter shareholders come after the board of directors for trying to make these decisions that they should not be entitled to make?
Absolutely. The shareholders should go after the board of directors. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to paint a story to the shareholders that they're acting in their best interest. And they're not. We know that they're not. How can they be when they're saying, Elon Musk is saying, I am going to give you a very good premium. And they're saying, no, don't take it. They have a fiduciary responsibility to ensure that the shareholders get the maximum for their money. I'm sorry, for the stock. But they're not doing that. They don't want to do that because we know that it's all political. They don't want Elon Musk to take over Twitter because they know that he will free up free speech and then they won't be in control. And then this guy, Alawid Talib, the Saudi Arabian guy. Now, the media keeps saying that Saudi Arabia, they don't even want Elon Musk to take over Twitter. I'm like, correction. Prince Talawid, or whatever he calls himself, is not all of Saudi Arabia. And if you remember, Andrew, when the new head of Saudi Arabia took over, I think they call him OBMS or something, he had this guy placed in house arrest because he was trying to overthrow his government. So why is it now that the prince is coming out, who's not the world's richest man? Elon Musk is, and Elon Musk could probably shut down this guy within a heartbeat. Why is it now they're putting him out front and saying Saudi Arabia doesn't even want him to take over Twitter? No, it has nothing to do with that. The prince doesn't want him to take over. And why are we listening to the prince anyway, Andrew? All you have to do is do a little investigation and you will see that he has a checkered past. He is known for throwing orgies on his yachts. He is known for keeping women in prison against their will. He's known for kidnapping women. He's known for putting women into these sex games. That's the prince. He's also a shareholder in Twitter. And now all at once, we're going to clean him up and say, oh, well, he doesn't like it either. I don't care what he doesn't like. He should be under investigation. He should be forced to divest in all American companies because of his checkered past. But the media doesn't want to talk about that. You know why? Because he's a leftist. He supports a lot of leftist ideas. That's the reason why they won't call him out. That's the reason why they won't call out a lot of these other major shareholders in Twitter, like Vanguard. Overnight, Vanguard just decided, oh, we're going to buy some Twitter stock. Why? Why didn't you do it before then? You would think of all people, Vanguard would say, no, we want to champion free speech, but they don't want that. They become too woke. They want to shut down free speech. But what about your fiduciary responsibilities, board of directors? What about it? What are you doing? You're not doing anything. What do you say, Andrew?
Yeah, I say you're absolutely correct in what you're saying, that these board of directors, they have no interest in doing what's best for the shareholders. All they're interested in is holding on to their power and their monopoly over social media to keep free speech down. And you're seeing it with other countries like Saudi Arabia, probably China, who have influence on Twitter. They're not a fan of this sale either, because the people in Silicon Valley can be bought. Elon Musk cannot be bought. The guy's already the richest man in the world. So good luck trying to bribe him if you're one of these countries like China or Saudi Arabia for positive news coverage.
That's exactly what it is, Andrew. That is exactly what it is. I hope Americans are looking at this. And I hope they're starting to ask questions. Because if our Department of Justice can be weaponized to go after private citizens, and we know that they can, look at what happened to Donald Trump. You don't have to look any farther. Look at what happened to Donald Trump. Our government was weaponized against him. And not only that, Andrew, think back to Obama when he was in office, how he weaponized the IRS to go after Republicans. and to go after reporters that he did not like on the right. No one says anything about it. They look at it and go, oh, okay, we should be up at arms. I don't care how you feel about the right. The left, they are completely compromised and they are corrupt. It is not the Democrat Party of your grandparents. It's not the Democrat Party of JFK. And even then they were corrupt, but even more so now. I am not saying that Republicans are angels, but by God, when you look at it, Andrew, and you look at the corruption on the left, look at how they have, how they messed with the election. Look at Jeff Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg. Wait, which one, who owns Facebook? I get them all confused. The owner of Meta. Look at what he did during the election. Millions of dollars he spent buying up polling booths. And for what? To control the election. And we think that there's nothing wrong with it. Twitter shut down free speech. They shut down the Hunter Biden story. If you go against anything that they don't believe in, as far as the coronavirus, they will shut you down. They just recently kicked off Juanita Broderick. They have kicked off Tucker Carlson. Look at all the conservatives that they have kicked off. And Elon Musk himself said that a majority of the largest followers or individuals who have followed on Facebook barely ever tweets. Taylor Swift. And look how many followers she has. If you're not active, they say that they're going to take you off, but they haven't taken her off. And look at all the blue checks. They're all liberals. And people don't think there's something wrong with this? No, they don't. Because liberals like this. Only their information, garbage in, garbage out. And if you dare call them out, they will shut you down. That is a reason why they don't want Elon Musk to take over Twitter. But yet and still, as Andrew said, what about the fiduciary responsibility of the board? You would think the board would say, no, we have an offer. It is a good offer. We should consider it. We should move forward. But they won't, because they too have been tainted. They too want to shut down free speech. Our elected officials are looking the other way. Why are they still protected under Section 230? That should have already been removed. Now just imagine, had that been removed, do you think Twitter would be in the position that it's in? Now granted, Twitter is not the universe, okay? It's a small little operation, but it has a lot of power. And although politicians complained about Trump being on it, they're on it 24/7. They got mad at him because he realized, hey, this is how I can utilize this. They got mad at him and said, oh, why is he conducting policy over Twitter? They were mad at him because Barack Obama didn't think to do it, and he didn't do it. Had Obama done it, oh, it would have been the greatest thing since sliced bread. But Trump outsmarted them. So what did they do? They kept waiting for the moment to kick him off, to silence his voice. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is still on there. Meanwhile, Frank James, the guy who recently tried to kill people in New York City subway, still had an account there and on YouTube, as well as Gerald Brooks. We're going to talk about them.
Jew-hating Farrakhan.
Jew-hating Farrakhan. Radical Islamist. They're still there. Oh, that's okay. These left-wing ideologues that are trying to take over our schools, they're still there. Pornography is still there. But Elon Musk, he's misinformation. You can't say anything about coronavirus.
Yeah, you're 100% correct, Rob. And to me, what's really going to be interesting to see is right now the shareholders aren't really upset because the stock's at an all-time high after Elon Musk buying in. The thing that's going to be interesting to watch is if they end up rejecting his offer, and Elon Musk ends up pulling his money out of Twitter, and then the stocks end up taking a massive fall and a hit, and the shareholders would take a massive hit at that point. It'd be interesting to see if then they would be more upfront about wanting a lawsuit, because their losses would be right in front of them. And you could see this right around the corner. That's probably what's going to happen. Elon Musk will pull the money out of Twitter that he invested in it, and it will really hurt the price of Twitter's stock.
And then the Department of Justice will dutifully go after him at the request of Joe Biden. When they came out and said that the Department of Justice and the SEC were investigating him, I'm like, well, why now? Why are you only now waiting to do it? There are so many other people out there that you should be investigating. Why aren't you investigating Twitter for not taking down a lot of the corruption that's there? Why is it that Daryl Brooks, Putin, Farrakhan, and all these other radicals still have accounts, but you're going to take down President Trump and say, oh, no, he's a threat. He's a white supremacist. Really? These other individuals were more so. What about the black supremacist, Frank James, who said that he wanted to kill white people? Why was his account still there? And Andrew, they're not the only ones. There's so many other accounts that are there. Why isn't this being called out? Why is it that our Justice Department has not done anything? Though some would say, oh, but no one has brought a case up. Well, no one brought anything up against Elon Musk. They just decided to do it on their own at Biden's request. Folks, don't you see what's happening? They're trying to shut down free speech because they don't like it. They know that if he goes in and is successful in buying this company and taking it private, that guy at the top will be sent packing, and rightfully so. He means this country no good at all. That's the reason why Jack Dorsey stepped down, and he too should be held responsible. These big tech companies have gotten too much power. And Andrew, we've been talking about this for almost 2 years, and nothing's being done. Why? Why aren't people saying, wait a minute, our government is not working for us? There's only a few people, and they're always talking about the 1%. Here's your 1% that are controlling things and keeping you in the dark. And if there was nothing to see here, Andrew, if what Mr. Musk is trying to do, if it was meaningless, if it was just another transaction, why is it that so many people are tripping over themselves trying to stop it? Why is it that the left-wing media is in full crazy world attacking this man nonstop? Now, if he were to say he's going to buy Fox News, oh, they would celebrate that.
Yeah.
But this, they won't.
Yeah, it's all political, what we're seeing play out here with Twitter and its board of directors. And Elon Musk, I've been back and forth. I'm not a huge fan of the guy. I do think he is a lot better than what Twitter currently has. And for free speech, I think he would be a great member of the Twitter board of Twitter ownership. I think Elon Musk would be a great addition to that. But yeah, Elon Musk is the owner of Twitter. I would love to see that happen. And that Parag, as you mentioned, he's just a complete disgrace that Jack Dorsey selected. You knew when Jack Dorsey picked him that he would be up to no good and not a good CEO. And it's completely biased, as you mentioned, with the media endorsing Twitter, and they're biased.
Andrew, I am not a fan of Elon Musk either. I never cared for the guy. You know, I like the car Tesla. It's too expensive. But he has since come out and even said that, and this is the reason why I like him. We can't do away with oil and gas. We will always need it. Although that's in direct competition with his electric cars. And of course, the left doesn't like it because they want everything to go electric, knowing that people can't afford electric cars. You're like 50,000 plus. But he's come out and said, we can't do away with it. He's the one who gave the Ukrainians an outlet to voice their opinion on the internet. That they loved him when he was doing all this. But the moment he said, hey, Twitter, this thing right here, it's a complete disaster. There's a lot of potential. We need to correct it. He's, as I said, he's not a conservative. He's not a Republican. He smokes pot. And I'm sure he probably doesn't like some of the things that Donald Trump does. But what he is a true American. He seems to be a constitutionalist, and he recognizes free speech, which we're entitled to. And when you have a group as large as Twitter, owned by a billionaire, who's controlling our free speech, when you have someone who's at the top, this Parag guy, who has come out and said, damn your free speech. We don't care about your free speech. We need to control it. He is an enemy of the state, an enemy of the Constitution, and he needs to be dragged out of the country and thrown back to his other country. Yes, I said it. He is not a true American. He is a radical in sheepskin. And we need to start looking at these people and calling them out. All the way from Disney, the person at the top of Disney, the same thing. These people are radicals, and they want to destroy our free speech, including Mark Zuckerberg. I said, Jeff, that's the guy over CNN. I always get the two knuckleheads confused, but they're both knuckleheads. Jeff got the can. Mark needs to be on his way out. He's created Facebook. Now imagine if he were to go after Facebook and they're little messing around with the algorithm so that you can't say this, you can't say, you can't do this, and people can't follow you. That's not free speech. And as Musk said, we need to open up the algorithm to Twitter. We need to understand what they're doing, because I would guarantee you, Andrew, if we were to look at it, and if the Department of Justice were to go after them, as opposed to a private citizen who's trying to promote free speech, we would see that they are corrupt and they have been colluding with Barack Obama, Google, and the Biden administration. They should all be arrested, all of them, Andrew.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And not to even mention the dirty tricks that these social media companies play. You mentioned the black supremacist Frank James and his mass shooting in New York. You see Twitter, they won't put that up as a headline. Instead, they'll focus on something else. And if it were the opposite, where if it was a racist white guy who shot up and killed a bunch of black people, Twitter would be promoting that left and right, all day, every day. It's just they like to add to the divisiveness of our country, and it's just very bad for everyone. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Brooklyn subway shooter, Frank James.
Let the silent voices be heard. It was the rallying call that started it all. It's a wide spectrum of programming, from world and political news to societal and cultural stories. 6 amazing years of news blogs, informative podcasts, and great talk radio. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
You've been in that situation. The person next to you is sniffling, or worse yet, coughing. Flu, cold, and coronaviruses are everywhere. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to reduce these threats with an invisible mask as an additional layer of protection? Sold by hundreds of pharmacists and medical doctors, our American-made povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray, Cofix RX, lasts for hours deactivating viruses and germs while protecting you from airborne pathogens that make us sick. America Out Loud listeners get 20% off. Use Cofix RX while in large groups, while traveling, or for any other type of high-risk situation as an additional layer of protection to help reduce your likelihood of catching a cold, the flu, or SARS-CoV-2 viruses. Right now, America Out Loud listeners get 20% off of all orders. Click our banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Okay, guys, we're coming up on the end of the show. And although we did a tease that we were going to talk about Frank James, Andrew, I'm not done with this whole Twitter deal. So we'll have to do a completely different story on Frank James and Twitter and how Twitter gave them cover, as well as Joe Brooks, and as well as a lot of these other radicals like Putin and Farrakhan, black supremacy groups, and some white supremacy groups as well. They're all out there, and Twitter gives them cover. Not only Twitter, but the mainstream media. giving them cover. Now, the market has opened, and look at what's happening to the Twitter stock. And now you have this company, Andrew, Toma something, let me see. Toma Bravo approaches Twitter with acquisition interest. Why now? Why are they only now approaching them? And I don't even know if they'll be able to come up with what Elon Musk is coming up with. But why is it now? And they can't. Here's a kicker. Twitter could possibly say, well, we're going to sell ourselves to them and not Elon Musk. But what if Elon is able to up the ante? As you ended the last segment saying, Andrew, it is all political. It's just political. They don't care about free speech. They don't care. The only thing they want to do is to shut down free speech. That's it. They want to shut it down. They want to have the free speech that they interpret as being free speech. They want to control your minds. They want to control what you think and what you say. It is extremely dangerous. And we have got to push back. Why are all these companies now coming up saying, no, we want to buy Twitter? And if they bought it, they wouldn't know what to do with it. But now they want to buy it. Why? Ask yourself the question, what are they trying to hide? What are they trying to protect? If we had a functioning Department of Justice, a functioning FBI, Andrew, they would be able to go in and speak the truth and say that the Biden administration is corrupt. They are colluding with Twitter and its board of directors to silence free speech. It goes all the way back to Barack Obama and Google. They would come out and speak truth to power. And unfortunately, it's going to hurt if we were to get to that. Now you would say, how is it going to hurt? Because the truth would be exposed. And people that we held in such high esteem, we won't do it anymore. And do you actually think that they would go in and put the cuffs on Obama? Do you think that would happen? It should. We see the corruption. If they're going to stay silent about the Lieutenant Governor of New York, Brian Benjamin, they should be talking about that nonstop. And we're going to talk about that in one of our other shows. But they have covered it up. They're not saying much about it. That is huge. The fact that a Lieutenant Governor was not only indicted, but arrested. You can barely see pictures of it. But you know what you would see? If they had arrested one of the Trump children, if they had arrested Trump, you would see it nonstop. But you don't. But for this guy, Brian Benjamin, shh, don't say anything. We won't see it. We'll pretend as if though it never happened. But it did happen, and it is happening. They want to shut down free speech. They want to shut down what you think. They want to shut down what you hear, what you say. That's the reason why they wanted Ketanji Brown Jackson on the court. They're making it seem as if, though, oh my God, finally, it's the best thing. Why didn't Barack Obama put it on the court? Now, if we were on Twitter, we would call them out, but then they would bounce you off Twitter. Why didn't he put a black woman on the court? He had every opportunity. Why didn't he do it? See, no one is asking those tough questions, Andrew. And if they were, they would shut you down. Janice Rogers Brown, she could have been on the court. Michelle Childs, she could have been on the court. But if you were to call it out on Twitter, they would shut you down. Just like if you were to call out, wait, monoclonal antibiotics, why don't we use that as opposed to the shots? They got everyone thinking that the shots is going to cure you. It's going to heal you. Whereas people that have taken the COVID shot still got COVID. I took the shot. I still got COVID. Why don't we just look at it as being just like the flu and treat it accordingly? We can't, because Twitter doesn't want you to. Biden doesn't want you to. Biden said that he was going to cure COVID. And if you went on Twitter and say he hasn't done it, they would shut you down. And Twitter was okay with that because they were controlling things. Misinformation of Twitter. Men could have babies. You know that a man can't have a baby. You had a person who came on Twitter and said that's impossible. They shut them down. The Babylon Bee, they shut them down for making fun of Leah Thomas and saying, well, she was a man who won this. Shut him down. Rachel Levin said, well, she was a man who got this award. Shut him down. Why? It's the truth. I don't care how much you mutilate your organs, you will still be the sex you were born with, the gender that is.
Yeah, it's because Twitter even admits now they don't care about protecting free speech. According to The Hill, Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal was asked how Twitter would balance its efforts to combat misinformation with wanting to protect free speech as a core value and to respect the First Amendment. Parag responded dismissively that the company is not to be bound by the First Amendment and will regulate content as reflective of things that we believe lead to a healthier public conversation. Agrawal said the company would focus less on thinking about free speech because speech is easy on the internet. Most people can speak. Where our role is particularly emphasized is who can be heard. And I don't think he realizes what he admitted to with that comment, but basically he's saying that they will broadcast people who they agree with and people who they disagree with who aren't part of their healthy conversation, as they put it. They will just silence, shut down, shadow ban, and eventually completely suspend off of their app.
There you have it, Andrew. Thank you for sharing that with us. Agrawal, I told you guys, he does not belong in this country. He is bringing his repressive ways that he got from his own country here to America. He wants to shut us down. He doesn't care about your free speech. He's only concerned with who's saying what, when, and how, and if it fits their little model. They don't care about your free speech. There you have it. Why is he even here in this country? Now, imagine had someone from the right spoke those words. The FBI would be there early in the morning with CNN in tow to arrest them. We heard that there is some information here that we need to look into. They would be there knocking on their, busting down their door to arrest him. Why hasn't he been arrested? I don't trust him. I don't trust any of them. Goes all the way up to the top of Disney. I don't trust him either. These people are acting in concert to destroy the country. And we as Americans, true Americans, need to call it out. We can no longer sit by and allow this to happen. Joe Biden is corrupt. Joe Biden is senile. Yet and still, if you were to say this on Twitter, they would shut you down. They want you to think that what your eyes are showing you is not truthful. It is truthful. I don't want to hear, well, Trump did worse. He's bombastic. He's loud. But he would never put our country in the predicament that Joe has put the country in. He would have never destroyed our economy the way Joe has destroyed it and then blame Vladimir Putin. What an easy target to blame. And why? Because he knows that they've already teased Americans and told Americans that this guy is evil. So it's easy to blame him. But it is Joe Biden who's responsible for the destruction of our economy because of his hate for Trump. And I don't even know if it's hate. He doesn't even know if he's going or coming. An old man who is senile, but you can't say it on social media because they'll shut you down. But you can call Trump a racist. You can say he's a this, he's that. There's nothing to prove it, just all hearsay, and you can talk it. And when you talk ill, it goes far, especially if you're on social media. But when you have the truth before your eyes, the truth, they will shut it down. Why? We're at a dangerous point in our country. Extremely dangerous. You have people that are coming, taking over these corporations that don't mean the corporations any good. And they're using that power to get at you. There's no reason why gas should be at $6. A gallon, $7 a gallon. But we're told that it's Putin. And if you speak contrary to that on social media, they'll shut you down. There's no reason why they should be telling our kids in school that you can just arbitrarily decide what sex you want to be. And if you speak about it and say that's wrong, they'll shut you down. You have radical teachers making all these radical videos saying that, oh, the doctor looked at me and he said he had to decide if I was a girl or a boy. No, he didn't. You can tell what you are. But if you speak about it, they'll shut you down. That's the world that they want for us, this fantasy make-believe world. We got to wake up. This is not who we are as a nation. This is not what our forefathers wanted. And I know there was one radical commentator on PMSNBC who said on The View one day, well, when the Constitution was written, it wasn't written for people like me. And he was right. It wasn't written for people that are wild and crazy and insane. And yet another thing, Andrew, these people that are saying that if Elon Musk is successful, they'll move to Canada. They'll move here. Well, by God, why don't you start packing your bags up and move? You said that when President Trump was president, you were going to move to Europe and to Canada and all these other places. But yet you remain behind to create havoc on the country. And then these people at Twitter, oh, I had to have a day off because my feelings were hurt. And these are wimps. These are unsuccessful people. The only thing they're good at is lying and spinning lies and misinformation. At some point, somewhere, someone has got to wake up. I mean, you look at the right, there are a lot of billionaires and millionaires, Andrew. You would have thought by now they would have put together some consortium to shut down Twitter, because we see the government wants them to keep Section 230, which protects them. That should be in the makes right now, Andrew. Someone should be saying right now, okay, if he's not successful, we're going to go ahead and repeal Section 230 and take it from them. Why aren't they saying it? It needs to happen. And if you were to do it, I bet you anything Twitter would straighten up his act. But they won't now. And you know why? Because they have powerful lobbyists on both the left and the right that are lobbying behind the scene for them to keep it. Because be not deceived, folks. There are a lot of folks on the right that don't want you to have your free speech. Be not deceived. Look at Elizabeth Cheney. Now, she present herself as doing something that's admirable and she's trying to protect democracy. Why is she trying to do that with Twitter? Why is she calling out Twitter?
Yeah, hold your breath on that one. Speaking of billionaires and buying Twitter, I know one billionaire who's probably certainly thought about it, and that's former President Donald Trump. When he was suspended from Twitter, you have to think he probably put into consideration buying Twitter himself. Obviously, he doesn't have the net worth of Elon Musk. So he might have went out and tried to find some other investors to buy it in with him, and was not successful at that. I would love to be a fly on the wall and hear Donald Trump's thoughts on Elon Musk trying to buy Twitter. He must just be sitting back and enjoying the show that he's seeing.
I'm sure that he is, and I'm sure that he's probably reached out to groups and said, hey, why don't we come in and let's try to buy it? And they probably rebuffed him, afraid to do it. And it would be interesting if he and Elon Musk have had conversations to say, hey, why don't you do this? I'll stay out, because if I get involved, you know that they'll go crazy. There's more here than meets the eye, and it's really sad, Andrew. And I keep saying this, and if you're a listener, I hope you're sharing this tonight, but it's really sad that at this stage of the game, we have people that are sitting idly by and thinking, oh, it's no big deal. It's nothing. Not realizing that their free speech is being compromised, that ever since the left gained power, they have slowly chipped away at our democracy. Our democracy is hanging on by a thread. And you have one man who isn't on the left or the right, but in the middle, who recognizes it. One man who's saying, we need to correct this. And you would think that no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you would say, he's speaking truth to power. But when you have all these people that are going against him and attacking him personally, attacking him because he wants to protect your free speech, not just the free speech, Andrew, of those on the right, but the free speech of everyone on the left, the right, the middle, in between, everyone. He wants to protect it. Because of that, they're going to go after him and seek to destroy him. We as Americans, followers of the Constitution, believers of the Constitution, believers in this great country, should be up in arms. We're coming up on pretty soon in July, our country's anniversary. And you watch how they just take it apart and degrade it. They say, we shouldn't celebrate it. The American flag. They want this country to be just a nothing. If you don't like the country, get out, move out. It is because of this country that you have some of the things that you have. But they don't want that. And it's unfortunate, Andrew. It is most unfortunate.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. And before we even get to the 4th of July, just wait till the first annual Juneteenth holiday. The pandering that you will see will be unlike anything we've seen before. And then, as you said, the 4th of July, it'll all be about how bad America is and how bad our history is. It's just completely ridiculous how far things have gone, and they need to change. And hopefully, if Elon Musk can get his hands on Twitter, it'll be the start of good things to come. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Stay tuned the rest of the week. Here at After Dark with Rob and Andrew, we'll be here every night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 on the West Coast. We're going to talk about all the big news, talk about Frank James, talk about the buses of illegals landing in Washington, D.C., all that and a lot more the rest of the week here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.